This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3237 for Tuesday the 29th of December 2020. Today's show is entitled, Cloning a Hard Drive with Clonezilla. It is hosted by John Culp, and is about 18 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, I had some hard drive failures recently, and I'm getting back to the habit of cloning for backups.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hey everybody, this is John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana. Yes, I'm still alive. It's been a long time since I've contributed anything to HPR, and to be honest, a long time since I've actually listened to anything on HPR. You would think that a pandemic would be the perfect time to contribute more and catch up and listen more, but in fact, it's been maybe the most busy and difficult year of my career in higher education so far because of all the things. But anyway, we're wrapping it down now. I'm about to turn in my grades tomorrow, and I'm going to have some time ahead of me where I can hopefully catch up on listening to the shows and maybe even contribute a few. I've got a whole list of topics that I have intended to talk about for the last year or so, but I have not gotten around to any of them. And I don't know how useful the one today is going to be, but I was just about to do something. And I thought maybe I should talk about this and record it for HPR just to kind of get back in the groove of things. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to clone the drive of my work laptop. I'm going to do this because I've had kind of a series of misadventures with my laptop for work. I started out by upgrading the hard drive from the standard state issued 500 gigs to 1 terabyte because I was running out of space. And that's because I teach music and I have a lot of music files on there, and they tend to accumulate quickly. And I was just running out of space. And so I wanted to upgrade to 1 terabyte. So I bought 1 terabyte hard drive and installed it. And well, before I installed it, I cloned the old one over to it and then used Gparted to expand the Linux partition to fit the rest of the drive. It dual boots Windows and Linux. And that was great. I was super happy. It was I forget exactly what kind of drive it was. It was Seagate maybe, and I think that it was some kind of hybrid spinning and solid state. And it seemed to work fine. But then about 2 weeks ago, I started noticing weird things happening while I was teaching my class online. And later that day, it just died. It stopped responding, and I was left with a brick. And so I got a recommendation from our IT department to get a solid-state drive by a company called Mushkin. And so I ordered a 1 terabyte solid-state drive. That's the other thing about this whole thing. I can't believe how cheap solid-state drives have gotten in the last few years. It seems like it wasn't that long ago that even to get one as, I don't know, as small as 128 gigs was a few hundred dollars. But I got a 1 terabyte solid state drive for about $70, maybe $80. It wasn't very much. And so when that came in, I went through that whole process again. I still had the 500 gig drive. And so I used that same drive to clone once again over to the 1 terabyte drive. Got it all set up, and I had made a backup onto my iDrive account maybe 10 days before the failure, and so I lost some files, but not a ton. But I'm determined not to lose any files anymore, and so what I'm going to do today is clone the 1 terabyte drive that's inside my laptop over to another drive that I've purchased out of not using state of Louisiana money, but just my own money. I bought this is a 1 terabyte solid state drive by Leven, L-E-V-E-N. I think I'd never heard of them, but it got decent reviews on Amazon and it's the right size. So what I'm gonna do is just make an exact copy of the one that's in there. And I'm gonna start trying to do this about once a week. And so that way I will always have a very recent copy so that if it fails again, I can just pop it in there. This seems like a small price to pay, $70 or so, maybe $75, to have that peace of mind to know that the files that I need for my work will not just be gone. All right, so what I've got is the laptop. Incidentally, the other thing I found out when I was replacing the hard drive most recently was that my battery, this is a Dell Latitude E5470. It's maybe 3 years old, maybe 4 years old. I can't remember exactly when I got it. It's a decent laptop. It's got the touch screen. I upgraded the RAM to 32 gigs, so it actually performs really well. But when I opened it up, I discovered that the battery was bulging so much that I can't even close the case anymore. So I also ordered a new battery, and I will be replacing that as soon as it comes in. So I've got the external drive, and I've got a device here made by a company called Cables to Go that allows me to plug the drive in just bare and then use a USB cable to connect it up to the laptop. So I think what I'll do is shut down the laptop and I'm gonna boot from a flash drive that has Clonezilla on it. And by the way, this is a pro tip. If you find you've got a box full of flash drives and some of them are very small, this one is a 512 megabyte flash drive, which is hardly big enough to do anything with nowadays, but it's big enough to keep Clonezilla on because Clonezilla only takes about 300 megs. So that's a little pro tip there. If you've got a small hard drive sitting around, flash drive sitting around that you're not sure what to do with, load it up with Clonezilla or Gparted Live or something like that. So I'll keep that handy. I'm going to shut down, close out of things, and shut down the laptop. One thing I'm curious to see here is that since I've got a solid state drive inside the machine and I'm copying to a solid state drive, I'm curious how long this is going to take. Because it took a little while when I was cloning from from a spinning drive to another spinning drive, or from the spinning drive to the solid state drive. I'm guessing it's going to go quicker when they're both solid state, but we will see if I'm right about that. Okay, close out of all these things, choose shut down, and then I will plug in my Clonezilla drive on one side, and I've got a hookup. So on the Cables to Go hard drive adapter thingy, I've got to plug in the power cord on one part of the SATA connection. Okay, that's plugged in. And be sure to switch on the power to it. One time I was trying to use Clonezilla and I kept running, why is it not finding my drive? And I had not turned on the power to the drive, and so of course it's like the old IT crowd thing, is it plugged in? Well, it was plugged in, but it wasn't turned on. Okay, so now I will plug. I've got both cable. I've got the SATA data cable plugged in and the power cable, and I'm going to plug the flash drive part into the laptop so that it will find it. Now I'll turn on the laptop by pressing power. And I can never remember whether it's F2 or F12 that gets me to the boot menu. So I'll press both, kind of one after the other. One, two, one, two. And usually it... Okay, it's preparing one-time boot menu. So whichever one it was, it seems to have worked. Okay, now under legacy boot, I will choose to boot from the USB storage device. And I can see the LED on the end of my Clonezilla drive going crazy over there, so it's doing the right thing. I'm going to boot from the default settings on Clonezilla Live. That's VGA 800 by 600, so not very high resolution, but it should work okay. By the way, I hope the audio sounds okay. I'm just using my Zoom recorder without a lapel mic in it, so it's a little bit further away from my mouth than I like to do normally, but hopefully it'll sound okay. One of the episodes I have on my to-do list is an episode about a Sony microphone that I've got that I haven't used for a while because the device that I used to use it with is dead. I used it with a mini disc recorder. Okay, now I'm at the language preference. I'll choose English. Keep the default layout. Okay, and then I can either start CloneZilla or enter the shell. So I'm going to start CloneZilla. And you've got some choices here. You can work with images or devices, or a combination of both. So the first option is device to image, or vice versa. The next option of what I want, device to device, work from directly from one disk or partition to another disk or partition. So what I'm going to do is to make an exact clone of the entire drive that's in there to another drive of exactly the same size. So it should be pretty straightforward. I'm going to go to beginner mode. I don't need the expert mode here. And the options in the next screen are disk to local disk, or partition to local partition, or exit to a command line prompt. So I'm going to do disk to local disk. And so now what it's going to do is look around to try to find my disks. And it's found two, SDA and SDC. SDA is the internal drive, and SDC is the one on the USB. It's always important to double check these things, because you could end up really screwing things up if you choose the wrong thing. SDA internal, SDC, MK. Wait, I just want to verify here. JS. Yeah, okay. I'm looking at the label on my external drive. It says JS-600, and that's also what SDC 1000 gigabyte says, JS600 megabyte. Okay, so choose local disk as source. I'm going to choose SDA. And now the only one left as target is SDC. I'm going to skip the file system check. And then the last thing it asks you is what you want to do when it's finished. Choose to reboot / shut down when everything is finished, or enter command line, or shut down. You can choose it. I'm just going to choose the default, which is to give me an option once it gets there. Okay. It says, next time you can run this command. So it shows you next the entire command that it's about to execute. And if you wanted to take a note of that, I guess you could. I'm not going to bother. So it's almost ready to go, and it has this big warning. Warning, warning, warning. The existing data in this hard disk will be overwritten. Make sure you want to do this. Do you really want to do this? And so it says the device SDC will be overwritten. Are you sure you want to do it? So you have to type the letter Y for yes. And then it asks you one more time, are you really sure? Okay, let's do it. And off it goes. Do I want to clone the bootloader? That's the last question. Yes. Okay. It's collecting partition info on the source and target, and then it will start going. So I'm going to start my timer on my phone's clock, or my, what is that thing called? A stopwatch. I'm going to see how long it takes. Where's my clock app? Stopwatch. I'm going to start it now, and I'll try to remember to look at that when it's done. Or I guess it will. I think it actually tells me how much time it took to do the various things. I don't remember. Anyway, I think what I'm going to do is stop the recording for now, because this is the boring part where it's just like, I mean, you could watch the progress bar, but it would be Even more boring to listen to me watching the progress bar. All right, back in a bit. Hey y'all, I'm back. It probably only seems like a second or two to you, but it's actually been 3 hours and 55 minutes since I started the process of the cloning. And that's actually not too bad. That's quicker. That's definitely quicker than it was to do the other, the spinning hard drives. I didn't actually time that one, but I know it took longer. I think I just left it running during the night and came back and dealt with it the next morning. But anyway, it's all done. And now it has come up with the menu where I can choose either to power off or reboot or enter a command line prompt or start over. Boy, I would hate to have to start over at this point. So I think what I'm going to do is choose to power off. And with that, it will be done. And next time I'll probably do this, like right before I go to bed, I'll start it off and then it will just do it while I'm asleep. And that way I won't have to deal with it at all. I'll just deal with it in the morning. Okay, well, I guess that's it. Hope that's been somewhat interesting or helpful or whatever. CloneZilla is a great tool for cloning your drives, doing these kind of comprehensive backups. I've used it for years, although it's been a few years since I used it, but for a time there, I did it like every week. And I think it was when I was running a distro that was less stable than what I'm using now. I'm still on Ubuntu 16.04 because that is the one where my voice commands still work. The I use Jezra's Blather program to run all kinds of stuff on my computer, and the latest, the more recent long-term support versions of Ubuntu have a different version of the sound libraries, and it breaks compatibility, and so I've not upgraded this laptop yet. Anyway, but there was a time where I used CloneZilla at least once a week to clone things to make sure I always had a version saved to a backup where I could pop it in there and get back in business if something got hosed. So hopefully the fact that I'm this prepared means that nothing bad will happen and I can just keep having my backup and not having to crack open the laptop and put a different hard drive in there. Anyway, that's all for this time. Hope you've enjoyed that. It's been fun talking to you again, and I hope I will have occasion to record something else very soon. Until next time, this has been John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana. Bye, y'all.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.